With the look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krinn. With just six games to go in the baseball season, the Twins find themselves now out of the playoffs. Twins would lose two games yesterday in Boston, game one, 8-1 to the Red Sox, and they would lose game two, 9-3. The Twins, they have lost 13 of their past 19 games. They now fell one game back of both the Detroit Tigers and Kansas City Royals for the final two wildcard spots in the American League. Again, Twins are one back with six games to play. They start a three-game series at home versus the Miami Marlins coming up tomorrow night. Chicago White Sox, they lost again. They tied the post-1900 baseball record of 120 losses set by the 1962 Mets on Sunday when the San Diego Padres, they would beat the White Sox 4-2. Chicago, they also have six games left in the season. They're now 36-120 on the year. Detroit, they would win. They would get two home runs from Gary Carpenter as the Tigers, they beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-3. Kansas City, they were shut out for the second straight game. They've now lost seven in a row as they try to keep on to their playoff lead. As Kansas City, they lost to San Francisco yesterday 2-0. Dodgers, they would rally for a 6-5 win over Colorado to maintain their three-game lead in the National League West. Shohei Ohtani hit a game-tying home run in the ninth. Then Mookie Betts followed that with a game-ending home run in the ninth inning. Aaron Judge hit his Major League-leading 55th home run yesterday as the Yankees beat Oakland 7-4. The Mets, they would beat the Phillies last night 2-1. New York and the Arizona Diamondbacks, they hold the final two wildcard spots in the National League. They are two games up on Atlanta with six games to go. And the Milwaukee Brewers, they overcame an early eight-run deficit yesterday. They would come from behind to defeat Arizona 10-9. The Brewers trailed 8-0 in the third inning. Tennessee moved up to number 5 in this week's AP College Football poll as the Volunteers defeated number 15 Oklahoma on Saturday, 25-15. Also, Boise State, they returned to the rankings for the first time in 4 years. Boise State ranked 25th this week. Texas, they stayed at number 1 for the second straight week. They received 44 of 62 first-place votes. Top four teams remain the same. Georgia was at 2, Ohio State is at 3, and Alabama at number 4. Big game in college football this week, and maybe the biggest game of the year. Number 2, Georgia, will be at number 4, Alabama, on Saturday. USD football had over 400 yards of total offense, 5 offensive touchdowns on Saturday, as the Coyotes defeated Drake 42-3 to wrap up their non-conference schedule. Coyote quarterback Aiden Bauman, he threw for 219 yards and a touchdown, while running back Travis Theus, he had 94 yards on 9 carries and 2 scores. Coyotes open up Missouri Valley Football Conference play. Next weekend, they take on number 7-ranked Southern Illinois at 1 o'clock. For more sports, you can always check out our websites at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krinz.